Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello, KZN, and welcome to this week's Fishing Report on the 31st of March, 2022. We are straight out of the long weekend and well into the school holidays, but there's been a real mixed bag of reports out there. However, this is KZN. It's always good. There's always something to catch, and whether it's freshwater or offshore, even rock and surf, the fish is coming out. It's a good time. It's a really good time to be a KZN angler, and this is how we're going to break it down for you. This week, what a mixed bag of reports that has come through. South Coast, not so good. North Coast, good. Tugela's, not so good, but becoming good. So, you know, this is what we're about. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we are bringing you the news right here on Angler News South Africa. Well, as always, let's get into it. Starting off down the South Coast, Margate. Well, last week we mentioned about the cob being wild at the Wild Coast. Unfortunately, that has changed. The cob is gone a bit quiet, and not much happening up in that area. However, Port Edward has been having some inedible action, so that's been quite favorable, because as we move down to Margate, Shirley Beach, Yuvongo, Port Shepston, guys, the water is bad. The water is really brown. In fact, certain areas, the guys are calling it purple. However, like I mentioned earlier, this is KZN, and there is no bad fishing because there's still the offshore fish to catch. This is where the guys are getting wahoo, kuta, and some small tuna, but those tuna are between the 10 to 15 kilo mark. The bottom fishing also has been very good. Big slingers has been reported, as well as mussel cracker, Englishman, Scotsman, and yellow belly rockard. Now, as mentioned, guys, the rock and surf fishing hasn't been all that great. In fact, like I said earlier, more of your scratching species. So if you are looking to have those rods bend, you would have to make your way up to the Port Edward area, Splash Rock to be precise, because there has been reports of gray sharks and flat nose hound. So with all this being said, this weekend's conditions, according to the weather reports, is looking like rain over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But guys, like we always say, this is a fishing report and not a fishing forecast. And I'm not sure if you heard my Mazeppa Bay podcast. If you didn't, Mr. Owen Richter says the fish is wet, so why complain about it being wet out there? Just go and put a bait. That is it. That's our report for the South Coast. Now, moving down to the areas of Tazela, Mtulumi, Park Rennie, and Scottsboro. Guys, good reports over there. The water has been a little bit brown, but we got a southwesterly coming through, which means that's going to clear that up. However, we did get reports in between of some bronze bream, shad, and cob that's been coming out in these areas. This week, though, the highlight was the kuta. Now, the last few weeks, we've been talking about the shoal kuta that's been around, but how's this? A young angler brought in a 40.1 kilo kuta. I mean, that is an absolute whopper of a fish. So well done to him, and proving that there's not just shoal kuta around. Now, moving on to our next fishing destinations, which is Amkumas Ledges, Ilovo Beach, Warner Beach, and Amanzim Toti. Guys, this is where the fishing, once again, hot, not, whatever it is, it is what it is. And we have got Gary from the King Fisher Warner Beach, who's going to tell us exactly what's been going on.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at the King Fisher Warner Beach. It's been a bit quiet along here. There have been a couple of honeycombs come out, and odd stumpy here. Chaps on the surf skis have been getting a couple of kuta out with some balls of anchovies. Quite far out, about a K out on that colour line. I've been getting a couple every day. But yeah, it's very sanded and not very conducive to, you know, looking for edibles to, you know, to get a few at one occasion. But I've just got to play it by ear now, and even diving for crayfish has been quite a problem here with the sand and the general colour of the water. We had one good day last week, good weather-wise and water-wise. It's so seldom these days that we get conducive water along these Kings River beaches. You know, it's the window of opportunity is very small, but we're heading now to April, and from then on, you know, the fishing will pick up noticeably, and we can all get our quotas, hopefully. But good chaps, keep it up, and I'll get back to you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Yes, the fishing in Warner Beach and the surrounding areas has been rather tough, but he said it is coming and we are waiting. He said since April, and guess what? April is here. So let's look forward to Gary's report from next week. And until then, let's hear what Mike V from the Durban Kingfisher branch has to say, because he's always got his ears to the ground. And this week, he has expanded his fishing report. In fact, he's been calling all these contacts, as well as going and fishing the grounds from Tongat Long Beach all the way down to the Bluff area. Here is Mike V.
How's my buddy? How you doing? Your fishing report. Westbrook here has some nice scratching fish on it. There's been a few bronze bream there, some stone bream, a couple of reports of a couple of small rock cod, things I get. I know the guys got a couple of stumpies and two pommies and a Sunga lighthouse. Along the beachfront, not much happening. Sunkist Pier had some snapper salmon on it, Snake Park had a couple of snapper salmon on it. No shad in that area yet. The shad that did come in disappeared. Hopefully they'll come back when the water cools down a bit. The basin in that had a couple of grays in it. That is all. No fat fish at all as far as I know. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, and Durban Bay had grunters. I saw a picture this morning of a lovely grunter. It was 88 centimeters. That is a bust. There's been a couple of grunters, a couple of snappers. I saw a few pictures of a couple of GTs. Two bluefins, a yellow spot, and some pop for GT's caught, but all those 1.5 to about 3 kilo size max. All right, thanks my buddy, have a good day.
Thank you so much for that report, Mike. It is truly appreciated. So the shad is gone, but the harbor is doing well with a variety of species. And after hearing about that 88 kilo grunter, whoa, I guess I know where I'm fishing this weekend. Now moving up to Amshlanga, Zinkwazi, Belito and surrounding areas, we have Jesse from the Kingfisher Belito branch, and he is talking about some shellfish, some big fish, as well as some fun with drop shot and brusher. So here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Belito.
Morning, Vinesh. We've had a couple of mixed reports over the last week from angling on our north coast here. The skibike guys seem to be quite stable, with the kuta still being around. A lot of smaller fish, shoal-sized fish coming out in the Mfloti area this week. And then obviously moving up north, we got a couple of bigger fish coming out. The nice thing is, though, that we've seen a lot of queenfish coming out, and then a lot of slightly bigger tuna as well, which is kind of what the guys have been waiting for. So nice to see something different other than kuta coming out for a change, which is going to obviously keep the guys busy, a little bit more of a diverse species range to target. And then on the surf side of things, starting all the way north at Tugela, Siola area, the guys are still catching cob, and a couple of pommies have moved into that area, which is quite nice to see. So it's not only concentrated in Tongat as it has been for the last two weeks. And then moving slightly south, the guys at Zinkwazi catching a lot of wave garrick. If you're keen to go and have some fun with some light drop shots and stuff like that. Other than that, that north coast area has been fairly quiet. Moving down into Belito, there was one or two reports of some really big brusher being around, which is a little bit odd for this time of the year. But, you know, with the seas that we've been having, it's very unpredictable lately. So that's quite nice thing to see. And then moving a little bit south towards Tongat again, the one nice thing is that even with the Pompano seeming to have moved away, there's been an influx of things like wave garrick and your stone bream. And they're really decent-sized stone bream. So to go down there and throw some light tackle, you know, 1 ounce sinker with either cracker shrimp or small choco bait is really, really fun, especially for the youngsters. And those fish put up a heck of a fight for their size. So that's definitely something I'd take a look at doing. And then we did see, as far as sharks and flatfish go, we did see a couple of fish coming out a little bit north in the Tugela area. Nothing else really further south. No reports have come in. So a little bit quiet on that front, but I guess we'll see what happens moving forward this week.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. You are an absolute gem of a correspondent you have in that area. Thank you for keeping your ears on the ground and informing us of what's been happening in Balito and surrounding areas. Now, moving on to your areas like Zankwazi, Stanger, Blightdale. So, guys, there has been a bit of shad coming out. Offshore fishing has been pretty tough, but there has been a bit of bottom fishing. As for all the cob that we were talking about over the last few weeks in that area, they have slowed down a little bit. However, the odd ones that have been coming out have been a fantastic sight. And now we've got Nick at Imtanzini Banks, where he's also got a bit of a mixed report of what's been going on over this long weekend as well as into the school holidays. I'm going to leave it to Nick to explain exactly what he's been hearing over this past week.
Yeah, hello everyone. Let me just start off with beach fishing. Guys are still catching nice size cooter, yellowfin, very big slinger, cob, 3-4 kilos, better than those little shoalies. Now most of the fish I believe were caught inland, closer inshore, closer to shore due to the big swell over the weekend. Though Kiru did manage to stay out at half point in that big swell where a lot of boats turned back. They were rewarded with 4 kuta, nice size kuta, and then they came back. On the rock and surf side, guys have been catching a few flatfish with quite a lot of shad. And big puffers, no small, none of those little baby sharks that we've heard of coming into the river. Actually, there are three places that are producing good fish. The rocks between the steel bridge and the corner going inland. The steel bridge itself fishing from the last picnic area for those who haven't got a boat. And of course, it's up at the stone wall. A nice size. Wesley got one of 2.6 kilos up at the stone wall the other day. And he said he was actually extremely lucky. The fish never took him into the stone. He actually ran down the gully using the incoming tide. And we managed to get it to the boat. And then as soon as he let it go, he head off for the rocks. And I don't know why it didn't go in the first place, because that's what I quite often do. There's still the odd pick handle. But bearing in mind the time for him to leave our estuary and venture out to sea, where they will continue to become bigger. I think they top out at about 13, 14 kilos. We're going to have a bit of a wet weekend, but that shouldn't stop people fishing, because it's actually not raining that hard during the day. Most of the big rain's happening at night. 2 grounds were caught this morning in front of Forest Lodge. And I'm sure if you're staying there for the weekend, you'll be able to just up over the sand dunes and catch a nice fish too.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Another fantastic report from you. So, guys, Imtanzini Banks, whether you're fishing ski boat, rock and surf, or river, the fishing is awesome. Now, what about Richards Bay? Well, the report hasn't been too great. However, there's still been a huge amount of the shoal cooter, a bit of tuna, very decent bottom fishing, rock and surf, not so much. However, in the harbor, there has been quite a few grunter, those nice sizes that were coming out last week, as well as a few brown skates. In Richards Bay, all in all, although the fish are far and few between, there is still fish to catch. Now, what about rounding off our coastal report at St. Lucia and Cape Vidal? We have Mr. Jeff Ashwood, our regular correspondent in the area, and this is what he had to say about St. Lucia and surrounding areas.
This is Jeff Ashwood reporting on rock and surf angling in St. Lucia. The beaches in front here have been relatively quiet. The sandies look like they've disappeared, or the summer flatfish. We had a few days of south wind blowing, the poison wind as we call it. So there was only a few small fish around. Most areas from St. Lucia right through to Cape Vidal, Mission Rocks, all that area, fishing was a little bit difficult. Every now and then a decent fish came out, but not too many to report. Till the next fish, everybody. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Another honest report. And guys, yeah, like we said at the start of the show, a mixed bag of reports over this past week. Like we heard, Imtanzini happening further up the road, Richards Bay fairly happening further up the road, St. Lucia not so good. But I guess that is the essence of the show, guys. Whether it is hot or not, we try to get you onto the best feeding zones for the weekend coming up. So that rounds off our coastal report for KZN this week. What about if you are trying your hand into some fresh water? Well, Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg branch has a fantastic detailed report of what you can expect on the freshwater scene for this weekend.
Hi there, Jan Korobal here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. It seems to me that the weather gods are also listening in on these reports, because the simplest way to get the weather to change is to talk about it. Almost guaranteed it'll be the direct opposite once we've spoken and put the report down. We last mentioned that the morning temperatures were on a downward spiral, rains were tapping off, but of course, once the report was out, summer stuck his big toe in through the front door, temperatures shot up, and we had some great thunderstorms across the Midlands. So let's see what the gods get up to next once this report sees the light of day. For the bass guys, the South African Bass Angling Association, that is SABA, the junior nationals are taking place in Albert Falls Dam this week. Great to see the next generation of young anglers getting stuck in. Practice day was Tuesday, comp days being Wednesday and Thursday, and rumors are that there are some big fish about, so let's hope that the youngsters get stuck into this fish. It's been tough fishing at Albert Falls of late, so tight lines to all the competitors. We look forward to seeing the results and reporting back next week. That means that Albert's will be free for the weekend anglers. We trust the fish will be not so gun-shy and up for the bite after the competition. Chatterbait seem to be a really popular present at the moment with the anglers moving to the shop, so that seems to be your go-to. Word from Mairns Dam this week saw an escort angler report a good largemouth of about 3-3.5 kilos coming to hand. Well done, Junaid, and we look forward to seeing some more fish from this piece of water. With the Natal Fly Fishers Club reopening their trout still waters, the anglers are getting back in the water and some excellent fish have been reported, some fish up to 20 inches, that is 53 centimeters. Most, however, are in the 10 to 12, 25 to 30 centimeter range and already giving a good account of themselves. As soon as the waters cool a touch more, these fish will be putting a good bend in anyone's stick. One rare report mentioned flies that were working, and these were crystal buggers in olive and brown that were catching the mid-range size fish, what we like to call magpies that like the bright and fluffy things, and whereas the drab patterns in brown and olive phyllo-plume dragonfly patterns was accounting for the larger fish. With the recent rains, the rivers are still up, but there are some excellent reports of brown trout coming in from the NFFC river beats as well. Even though the flows are up, water's cleaner than what would otherwise be expected, as I think all the loose stuff was already washed away from the high waters previously. When the flows do drop, we can expect some crystal clean water of the highest order. While I haven't had a chance to investigate myself as yet, I'm hoping soon, I'm looking to get stuck into some serious dry fly action in this latter part of the season. Good news for the Sterkfontein anglers is that the Parksport Chalet seem to be open again, and they have been pretty busy, as is expected for this time of year, as everyone's trying to get their last Sturkey's yellowfish fix in before the season shuts down completely. Good news also, anybody travelling from the south, that is from the eastern side, reports that the Olypius Hook Pass between Bergville and Sterkfontein Dam, which was closed earlier due to subsidence en route, was reopened on the 28th of March, and this has been reported by Sterkfontein guide Mark Yelland. In the meantime, guys, that's a wrap, and tight lines until next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another fantastic detailed report of the freshwater fishing in KZN for this past week and what to expect. And with that, that brings us to the end of another show. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. This is Angler News South Africa, where we do our absolute best to get you into the right feeding zone for the weekend. Guys, once again, it's been fantastic being with you. It's been fantastic delivering these fishing reports. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And please remember, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, and get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know whether we're getting you into those feeding zones. Your feedback is only going to make us more successful at what we do. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.